Welcome to Chapter 3 of the Second American Reconstruction Audiobook Podcast, a fictional series by Alton Spooner.
Miss Dupree lived alone. She was an old lady in her 80s. Years ago, she started keeping her M4 carbine close by her side due to all the crime and civil unrest that she had witnessed in her community. She was often told by her late husband to keep it clean with a light oil and ready to go. So when no good people come to your door, you meet them at the front door with something to make them think twice about disturbing your peace. The M4 belonged to her late husband. Her late husband Greg, everyone who really knew him called him Spider, was always prepared for anything. That old M4 gave her fond memories of him. With the dogs back barking, Oliver looked into her eyes and asked old Ms. Dupree to relax and put down her M4.
Ma'am, relax. No one wants trouble. We are here to do a job. We are here to warn the residents in this area that this community is at risk for major flooding and find you an alternative place to live.
Ms. Dupree quickly replied, "Bullcrap. Y'all just want to take my property and hand my sugarcane fields off to one of those big corporations." Ruth, taking a different approach than Oliver, smiled and said,
"Congresswoman Zuri Bro is a relative of yours, correct? She is from this area. Do you know her?"
"Yes, she is my grandniece," Miss Dupree replied.
"Cool. I am a big fan of hers. She fought to get major increases in funding for the basic income program."
Miss Dupree, now smiling from being softened up by Ruth being a fan of her little niece, put the M4 down.
"Ma'am, can we just get 15 minutes of your time, and then we will be out of your hair?"
Miss Dupree, now relaxed, agreed. "Would you like some strawberry red fruit punch? The strawberries are locally grown," Miss Dupree asked. "Well, you youngsters, take a seat out here on the porch and I will get it." She put the M4 back in its proper place. Walk, but more like drag her feet into the kitchen to grab 3 glasses and the ice-cold pitcher. Her black dogs, now quiet, went back to their comfortable spots under the porch. The 3 of them sat out on the front porch and looked out towards that tall green levee that kept that mighty Mississippi River under control. Ruth sipped her red fruit punch and smiled. She was acting like a little girl at her grandma's house. Looking up at Miss Dupree, she stared at her silver cross that was slowly rocking back and forth as she moved, shining ever so brightly.
"I thought the government outlawed the public display of religious symbols and the wearing of religious jewelry. That was one of the issues that caused our nation to start fighting. Religious disputes caused the Civil War. Why do you still wear one?"
Ms. Dupree quickly replied, "Because I love the Lord and you can't outlaw love or God or the love someone has for their God." Ruth rebutted eagerly to know more.
"What's love and how do you know you love God?"
Miss Dupree, now with a big smile and quiet grin, said, "My love for God kept me from shooting you 2 when you both showed up on my porch unannounced." She then said to Ruth, "You know you love God when your love for God overflows and spills over onto your neighbor or even a stranger." The sun was now going down and it was getting cooler as the day grew to its end. They watched the very tip-top of riverboats slowly travel up and down the river, the river being actually at a higher elevation than the city of St. Stephen. Miss Tammy Dupree was now fully relaxed and ready to listen to Oliver. Miss Dupree was a tall, dark-skinned woman. She had clear, dark brown skin that was shiny like black coffee under a bright kitchen light. She had a head full of long silver locks that smelled of fresh coconut oil. Oliver could tell she was an excellent cook because when her kitchen door opened, it smelled of cooked red beans and freshly made cornbread. Oliver, ready to get on with business, asked,
"Your full name is Tammy Leanne Dupree, and you were born on April 19th, 1983?
Miss Dupree replied, "Yes and yes."
"Well, Miss Dupree, we would like to invite you to an agency information session at the City of St. Stephen's Community Center. Miss Dupree, it is imperative that you attend this event. The event starts promptly at 6 p.m. next Tuesday."
Their government vehicle automatically starting was assigned by Tori, their AI agency supervisor, that they had stayed on site too long. Tori, operated her department in exact precision.
Goodbye, Miss Dupree. We have to go now.
Immediately after Oliver and Ruth were buckled in, the front windshield went black, and the car's interior lights went out as if they had entered into a movie theater. Soon thereafter, the front windshield turned into a computer screen, and an AI-generated image of a tall, red-haired, round-faced, middle-aged woman appeared at her office desk. The round-faced, red-haired woman was Tori, and she was upset.
Ruth, listen clearly. There are to be absolutely no religious conversations in public. Oliver, you failed as lead caseworker to shut down Ruth's religious conversation with the client. You have both have received a -1 rating of unacceptable behavior.
And suddenly the car's interior lights came back on, and the front windshield was now clear. With no input of their own, the car was being operated by Tori and traveling westbound on River Road. Oliver assumed they were off for the rest of the day.
Ruth, you are determined. Get Tori's terabytes in a bunch her butt. Now she has seemingly found more work for us today.
Ruth started to laugh, turned to Oliver and said,
I guess next time I shouldn't drink the red fruit punch. That old lady must have spiked it with something.
This has been episode 3 of the Second American Reconstruction audiobook podcast, a fictional series. If you have found this podcast enjoyable, please like, share, and subscribe.